You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what was going on in her house? Was she really living with the spirits of 10 Civil War ghosts?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Share those stories with us. If you want to call them in, the number's 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you'd rather listen without the commercials, you can become a premium subscriber. You'll also get advance episodes and access to the archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. And Kathy Gordon's here with me today.
You know, we can make this a real short episode. My answer is yes. She's living with 10 Civil War ghosts.
Well, let's add to the episode real quick. If you want to, do you want to live with the spirits of 10 Civil War ghosts?
Oh my gosh. You know, I love these Civil War stories. But I am absolutely
that was not the question.
No, I don't live want to live them? With 10, okay. 10 Civil War ghosts. I'm not sure I even want to live with one. You know, I love these stories, these Civil War stories, when we hear about them. And, you know, those days were just so traumatic and so full of, you know, angst and, you know, terror, that it's just little wonder that these people can't properly rest.
Exactly. And we've had conversations about that because I've talked to different, like Fort Mifflin in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And
that was a good one.
That mm-hmm. was interesting. But, you know, these are people who left this earth with unfinished business.
Absolutely.
It wasn't like they could call home. They couldn't contact their loved ones. You know, somehow letters are going back and forth. I don't even know how they made that work back then. You know, it would take weeks to get a letter. You're in miserable, horrific conditions. You know, they weren't properly attired for the weather.
In a strange land, strange place you've never been in before.
Very hostile.
Some of it's just godforsaken, you know, just you're in horrible conditions, super hot, muggy, buggy, swampy areas or whatever. You just think about the conditions were so horrendous. Like you said, unfinished. Their lives were cut short. They left, you know, great loves here. And that just doesn't go away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that cannot just cease to be when you love people like you love your family, and you know,
and no way of telling them goodbye.
You know that can't just quit.
Sometime while I was in college, I was watching TV late at night in my mom's room while she was working the night shift at the ER. I was obviously watching a paranormal TV show. It was around 2 or 3 in the morning, so my nerves were already on end. I'm just going to add in, I cannot do that. I used to be able to sit up and watch ghost stories at night. I can't do it anymore.
I have to weigh it. Is this something I can handle, you know, tonight or not? Because some things are interesting, but I don't find them incredibly scary. I just find them more fascinating, you know, than other things are super scary. And then those are, but honest to God, you guys, usually with me, it's more of a real live person scary thing.
True
like
crime.
Serial killers. Yeah. I find true crime scarier.
I did watch a documentary on Yogi Berra last night on Netflix. Mm-hmm. I would have recommended it to anybody. It's really good. That's the kind of stuff I watch before I go to bed because
I love
I can't have, I love those. I love sports documentaries. I don't know why.
Yeah, so good.
It was so good. Yeah. So this says, for some background, my house is completely new and was built on untouched land in a suburb in Kansas City. Weird paranormal things at the house have happened before, such as doors opening, weird noises happening, etc. And these usually happened in my mom's room whenever my younger brother Joey and I were together and alone in the house. Before this major incident that I'm writing about, my brother and I were in the living room one day, watching TV, sometime in the middle of the afternoon. We heard heavy, slow footsteps above us walking diagonally in one direction, and it stopped once it reached the end of the room. We freaked out, but things like that happened more frequently before this incident. I was watching TV and I felt a heavy, tense feeling around me. I became super uncomfortable and I felt that something was in the bathroom, which was to the right of my mom's bed. The bathroom is wide and empty, but I felt that this heavy feeling was coming from the bathroom, that something was in there looking at me. After staring towards the bathroom, I felt that something came closer to my right shoulder like it was standing by the bedside. My arm hairs stood up and I felt that the sounds of my own breathing were bouncing off something that was right beside me. And acoustics do change when somebody stands right next to you. I became so scared that I slowly turned towards the left, and while I was doing that, I glimpsed in the hallway and loft area towards the end of the room, which was pitch black, and I saw a white curtain-like thing zoom from the right to the left where my brother's room was. I yelled and ran out of bed to tell my brother, who was downstairs sleeping, and we were both scared the rest of the night. A few weeks later, I was back at college, and my mom told me that she was worried that my younger brother was too scared to stay at home alone while she worked the night shifts. So she invited some of her coworkers who claimed to be ghost investigators over, and they surveyed the house with some paranormal gadgets. Even though I had my own experience, I laughed at the idea of people waving ghost remotes around my house. Turns out, they found paranormal presences in my house. They said 10 Civil War soldiers resided there. One of them had a heart attack and another had an amputated leg. They said that they were mostly good, but were keeping one supposedly malicious spirit away from us. The scariest part was when my mom told me that they found a 30-year-old woman in a white dress in the loft area. I don't know anything about the history of the land that my house was built on, and I have no idea whether there was a Civil War activity in that area, but I believe my experience was real, and I will never forget the tense feeling I had before seeing the woman's white dress flutter across the hall. Thanks for reading this, and I hope it makes the show, Mia. Well, I will start out by saying, absolutely, yes, you had Civil War activity in your area.
Oh, yeah.
It's known as Bleeding Kansas.
Yeah, there's documented Civil War activity in Kansas
And that
City.
Kansas and Missouri line, right where she's living, in a suburb on Kansas City. So either she's in Missouri or she's in Kansas, but there was a lot of tension because at the time they wanted Kansas to be a free state. Missouri was a slave state, so there was all this tension. And
yeah, because Missouri wanted Kansas to be a slave state.
As well, yes.
And so there were people that lived in Kansas that wanted to be a slave state, and then there were people in Kansas that wanted to be a free state. And what happened was, I think they just thought in Washington, well, we just let people pick.
And that's what they did. We'll like, you can decide. You right? can decide.
And what happened was then everyone started to descend on Kansas and move here to sway it, or the people from Missouri would come over into Kansas and terrorize yep. people in Kansas, and it went back and forth, right? We had the whole John Brown thing happen and all that. But there were battles, right, in Kansas City, the Battle of Westport.
Yeah.
Would be one.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then... Right. And so those troops would have camped somewhere right out there. Mm-hmm. Could have been outside of that, you know, the city.
And there would have definitely been malicious spirits. Like, I could see how Civil War ghosts, like, there was somebody from the other side. Like, these guys were one side, this guy's that side. There was just a lot of activity in that area. So absolutely something could have happened where her house was built.
John Brown pretty much, you know, even though he was an abolitionist, he didn't, you know, have problems killing people or, you know, planning major attacks on people and things to get what he wanted passed.
Well, and it's interesting because I did an episode on the Grave Talks in Lawrence, Kansas, is not far from Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And they built this, it's the Eldridge Hotel. And when they built it and it was named the Free State Hotel. So this was like 1860s. They build this hotel and name it the Free State Hotel just to taunt those people. It was like, this is a beacon and we are sending this out. This is a free state. And they burned it down the next day.
Yeah, after the Quantrell came over and they burned it down. Mm-hmm.
So that whole area, like, there was a lot of brutal fighting. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't.
Definitely. And just because, you know, it's a new house, we've all talked about that before, you know, that we, you just don't know, because they, that could have been where people camped, that they had camps there. You absolutely do not know what happened in that, those locations before things were built. So definitely there was Civil War activity.
So, I mean, the fact that somebody would say that, I think, is pretty interesting. And they did confirm, you know, she saw this white fabric-like thing. And then they're like, oh, yeah, there's a woman wearing a white dress. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think they might have hired some pretty good paranormal investigators for that.
They really might have.
And there are some good ones in that area, so... I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's an interesting story.
Yeah.
Well, here's our next story.
Hi, this is Skylar. I'm from a small town in southern Illinois, and I've got a lot of multiple experiences. I've had them since I was young, but this one's about one of my friends who passed away, and we were all getting ready to go into college, which was like 3 or 4 years ago, and he ended up getting in a really bad car accident, and it killed him. On impact, the other driver was under the influence of multiple substances. But so to start off, we went to his funeral, right? And it was us and our entire group of friends, and we walked up there, and we, as soon as we got close to the casket, the entire light, all the electricity went out in the building, which is weird because they have backup generators, but it didn't really, like, we didn't think about it at the time, so we didn't get to see him in the casket, which we kind of thought that was his way of, like, not wanting us to have that last memory of him. But, you know, a few months later, I was kind of feeling down about it, you know, and I was just really, really upset because, like, he was just such a genuine person. Like, his smile always lit up the room, and, you know, I was, like, crying and super upset. But the next day, me and my friend were getting ready to play, you know, a game on our Xbox, and I had just bought a brand new controller, so it's not like the controller was old or broken or had any, like, issues with the joystick sticking or anything like that. But I'm walking into my room, and, like, my friend's screen is up to see, like, their username, and I see that the select option starts, like, going through all of the names, and it's like tick, 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 and stops on his username. And I'm like, well, that's odd. But, you know, I was going to play around with it because, like I said, I've had experiences before. And so I was like, well, if you're here, like, and if this is you, do it again, but do it 3 times again and then stop on your name. And it did it again. So I FaceTimed my friend because I was like, oh my gosh, I'm like dreaming or something. This is crazy. And I showed her it. And I mean, we just broke down in tears. But all those negative feelings and that bad, just like sadness immediately went away. And it was almost like a feeling of relief. But thanks for listening to my story. I've listened to the show for probably a year now. And I just really enjoy listening to everybody else's experiences. And I love you guys, but thanks for listening.
So what do you think about her story? I think there is a connection.
I think it was interesting, the timing of the power outage. Now,
exactly.
Could it just be that it happened right then? It could be, but it's kind of weird it did.
Yes.
Right there. I thought it was, I kind of loved her explanation for it.
Yeah.
You know, that wasn't the last memory of him that he wanted them to see.
Yeah.
Because that is true. I think when you see somebody in a casket, that really resonates. It really sticks with you. It's hard to get that. You know, it takes a long time to get past that picture in your head and back to the person they were when they were alive.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. And so they were kind of blessed to have that happen right there. So that, like she said, he was a person who just lit up the room. And that's how she remembers him. And of course, she's going to have good days and bad days. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and have those down days. But as far as it just ticking through names on its own and landing on his is really weird.
Okay, so lights going out, that's one thing could happen.
Suppose
I think it's
could.
Weird.
Mm-hmm.
But I would actually lean towards he had something to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
But that scrolling through and landing on his name, that to me has to be him.
More than one time.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, there is zero reason that would happen.
And it shouldn't be scrolling through on its own anyway. And then the fact that it is, and it could have landed on any number of names, and it would land on his name of all people.
I agree. I think that was his way. He was probably a gamer. And, you know, that was his way of coming back to say, love you guys. Thinking about you. I'm okay. I'm on the other side. And doing it through the Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
Or the PlayStation or whatever they use. Don't you think?
Yeah, and don't you think, too, that they're, you know, maybe for him that was an easy thing to manipulate from the other side? Mm-hmm. I don't know how that shit works, but it seems like turning on and off lights could be an easy thing to do.
Well, electronics seems to be something that that it does happen with. You know, we were talking on another episode recently about maybe that some people have a hard time coming directly to you because your grief is so deep.
Yeah.
Like you can't get out of it. And so they can't just come right to you. So what would be a way they could? Well, through games. That's something you guys did together. You know, you're going to sit down in a game. And how can I let them know it's me? Well, I can't think of a more obvious one than my name.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know. I think for that one, you don't really have to. It's not like, did that really happen? Do you think it could be? No, I think it absolutely was him.
I do too. I think you take that as a sign. And I think you take it as a sign that he's saying, hey, love you, girl.
Yeah. That's what I think,
you know,
too.
I'm okay.
I think it's a beautiful gift and a little connection that was very special. And
he's letting you know he always thought you were special.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't just show up for anybody.
No.
Right? So he's saying, you were special. You meant a lot to me. I'm going to take the time to come back and say, you know, I'm okay. It's okay. You can have a happy, you can smile, you can laugh. It's all good. Not to say you're not going to have down days still, but, you know, sometimes we get to laughing and then we feel guilty.
Yeah.
We're having fun. You know, I think he's telling you, jump in here, play games, have fun, be you. I'm okay.
And maybe if her gaming skills are average, she can ask for his help.
Well, maybe. Yeah, that's true, too.
Because if he can get through that way, it's like, really, I cannot get through this fifth level. You've got to help me with this.
Brad, come on.
I need a little help.
Jump in, dude.
I'm just thinking, you know, if he can do that, he can
And then
help
he
me.
Would probably laugh and go, I'll do a lot of things for you, but I ain't going that far.
Or he might say, absolutely. I'm going to turn you into the best damn gamer on the planet. So if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want to go commercial-free with the show, you can. You'll also get advanced episodes and access to the archive by becoming a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Bretsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Bretsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.